A very good day. Welcome, everybody. It's the 15th of January 2022, and I'm going to discuss a CD this morning with my very good friend, Ronnie Harwood. Mediterranean Blue is the songbook, and Ronnie, well, we're going across to near Northampton, Wellingborough, in actual fact. Today here in Spain, we're about 15, 16 degrees. There's a lot of cloud about. It has been raining. And, well, let's go and find out what it's like for Ronnie.
Good morning, Vince. Weather is about 6 at the moment, I believe.
Tell me, how are you? Keeping well?
Not too bad. I did get COVID late December, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, well, I got it very early on, and I felt very tired. I felt very listless. I felt very run down, and I had to rest for a couple of weeks. But it wasn't known as COVID then. I think it was just known as the flu, you know. And how did it affect your songwriting?
Well, I'll stop for a little while, actually. I'll give it a little break.
I think that's the general thing, isn't it? I think everybody has started living life so differently. And I mean, did you get any sort of mental block, or did you have any inspiration for what was happening?
No, I didn't get no inspiration, not from that anyway.
Yeah. Now, the new CD we're talking about, I had obviously heard Maria before, and I'm really surprised that this song hasn't done more, actually, because it's just one of those songs I particularly can relate to. It's just got a lovely feel to it. You know, that must be a story in there somewhere. Is Maria anybody that we can relate to?
No, my daughter's name is Mia. It's close to Maria.
I knew a Mia.
Coincidence.
Yeah, I knew a Mia, and that was of a Welsh origin.
Mia, yeah, M-I-A.
Yeah, that's right. And she was, I think she was at university with my son, this particular Mia. And I met her, obviously, and we talked about the origins of the name and everything like that. Now, I think I told you we are waiting for the technology to load in. I had everything prepared, everything ready to go. I was playing the songs, enjoying the music. Yeah. And then suddenly everything disappeared off the screen. But that's technology. I mean, over our lifetimes, Ronnie, hasn't it changed dramatically?
Unbelievable, isn't it, really? When we started out in the very early 60s.
Just for our listeners, just to go over a little bit of history, you were with Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages, weren't you?
I was. I joined Sutch in about 90... Well, I actually joined the Raving Savages in 1963, they had left Sutch, and Freddie Lee Fingers, the piano player, they got rid of him, so to speak. And the Ashton Toots, the sax player, asked me if I'd join the Raving Savages, and they were just off to Germany. So I left packed all my bags, and joined the Raving Savages. Our first gig was in Hamburg.
So that would that be at the Star Club, along with the Beatles and all the Liverpool groups?
We didn't do the Star Club. I think we did something like the Top 10.
Yeah.
I remember meeting Tony Sheridan at the time.
Yeah.
He came along to watch the band. But we were doing well. We got signed up by a German guy who signed us up, who suited and booted us. And then we went on a tour after this gig. We went all over Germany, nearly.
Well, those, of course, were many, many years ago. And I've got to bring us forward just for our listeners a little bit. Because,
it's a bit long, isn't it?
Yeah, well, sadly, you know, it's for me, fascinating. But for those listeners that maybe haven't, maybe the memories that we have of those days, then obviously I'll quickly go to our mutual friend, Tony Hiller, who, of course, was the man behind, the genius, in my estimation, behind...
Yeah, we love the band, Tony, as you know.
Well, he's behind, of course, the Brotherhood of Man and 17 number one hits around the different countries that the success came through. So then, of course, he introduced me as introduced you to me as a songwriter. Also, are you one of the sods? I can't remember. Of distinguished songwriters, I think they were.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not.
Okay.
I know Martin Wilde mentioned to me once, and he said he'll put me up for it, but it never went further than that.
But you did write for people like Shakin' Stevens, and I think I remember you wrote for Bill Haley a song, didn't you?
I did, yeah, God Bless Rock and Roll, which I've currently recorded myself on the new album.
Well, in fact, let's see, we can take a little bit of that quickly, actually, because I've got it handy, so let's see. Just put a little bit of this in.
Looking through my window, my memory serves me well. I go back to the places and all those happy faces under your spell. When I was a young boy, hooked on the radio, I'd listen to all the favorites, that beautiful thing called rock and roll. I wanna thank you, rock and roll.
Okay, so that's God Bless Rock and Roll. And the thing for me is I always look at the way rock and roll changed its meanings for certain people. Now, for me, you see, I'm a hardcore rock and roller, if you like. My Cabaret was about a man who thought he'd written for the likes of Eddie Cochran and Buddy Holly and, you know, Elvis and all the big, huge megastars. So yeah. I was poking a little bit of fun at rock and roll characters, but paying tribute to the rock and roll era. And I've got to say, you know, I think we lived through a particularly vibrant and wonderful period of musical time. I'm pretty sure that our listeners will be enthralled to think that they're listening to somebody who actually played in Hamburg around the time that the Beatles were really beginning to sort of kick in. So, I mean, let me just ask you a strange question now. Northampton doesn't spring to my mind as a mecca for music. Am I unfair to Northampton, or is that true?
Northampton, you remember the group that broke through in the early 80s called the Jets?
Yo, I love the Jets, yeah.
Well, they come from Northampton.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more if you go back to the 50s and 60s, say the 60s, because that's probably a better focus, you wouldn't sort of immediately think of Northampton, would you?
No, not really. Unless you think of Vince, what's Edelweiss? Well, I can't.
Oh, remember. Vince Hill.
Yeah, he is from Northampton.
I've done a nice podcast with Vince Hill, and basically, I'm losing my memory of that particular podcast because obviously I've got so many in my mind at the moment. Look, I'm going to quickly play a little bit of Maria. Now, I think if I was going to be pushed on a favourite track, you see, the minute you played this to me and sent me a copy, I loved Maria anyway.
Downtown, the girl they call Maria. I have waited for so long for someone like Maria. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that is, it's got a lovely feel to it. I love that track. I think it's a great song.
Thank you for that, Ben.
No, I've always spoken as a fine, because quite honestly, you know, you hear the insincerity of maybe many disc jockeys when they play things, and you think to yourself, well, you know, it's a shame that you've got to play it. If you don't like it, then, you know, you can't enthuse about it. But this,
exactly, yeah.
You know, tell me about the way that you constructed the song, because well, I was going to say that there's so much technology involved in singing and everything these days that, you know, I can see there's a nice mix between your own voice, which sounded great on that one, and the technology that obviously you might have been using as part of the production. So how did you produce that song?
Well, I've recorded that about 7-8 years ago now.
Yeah, I know. I know it's an old song, but it's a lovely song. I do like that song.
We just put it together. It just felt right when I was writing it. It had a good feel. And I worked on it. I just kept working on it.
I mean,
it's really hard to explain, really.
Really, it's a shame because, you know, every now and again a song comes in and you think to yourself, well, for a start, music's changed. I listen to so many songs now and I'm thinking, why do you put that rapping stuff in the middle? You know, you probably immediately get to the fact that I don't like the rapping stuff because basically it spoils the song. That's the way everything's gone. I mean, that one was a lovely song, and I could just imagine somebody, especially somebody who's called Maria, would love that to be played for on a radio show by a DJ. And I think, you know, why do people just have to spoil it with the rapping? But you didn't, which I think is great. It's a lovely song. And I just wish maybe somebody picked that up somewhere and popularise it. Maybe it needs a letter into Radio 2 or something like that, you know. So obviously we were talking about Mia as a possible maybe inspiration. That was your daughter, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, a granddaughter.
Oh, your granddaughter, even nicer.
Yeah.
And when you're writing your songs, who do you normally turn to for a first listen? Who listens to the first time to a song that you've written?
Who listens to it?
Yeah. Who do you...
These days,
yeah,
it's my granddaughters.
Oh, right, okay. So you'll play the song for them. And then if they approve it, now, how do you feel about that? Does it need that seal of approval from the granddaughters?
No, they do like that particular song, funny enough, straight enough. There's another song, which my oldest granddaughter, which she's 22, I've just noticed lately that she really likes it. And I can't think of the song, which I was quite surprised with. What was it called? Oh, yeah. I've recorded Catch a Falling Star.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Catch a Falling Star.
So I'll be bringing that out.
That's, isn't that somebody like, was it Dean Martin or Craig Douglas or someone like that? I can remember the song, but I'm trying to remember who did the original.
Perry Como.
Ah, Perry Como, of course. Yeah, I knew somebody of... Okay, well, let's go to, we'll go to one of the other songs we'll go to Angels Are Everywhere, and let's have a listen to it, and then I'll get you to tell me about it. Oh, Angels Are Everywhere.
When all hope is lost, when the sky's never blue, when the wires get crossed, as they sometimes do, when you need a friend who will understand, just close your eyes, help is at hand. Angels are everywhere, angels are everywhere, when you cry they will find you. Angels are everywhere, angels are everywhere, forever friend sleep at night.
Okay, Angels Are Everywhere. That again, Ronnie, that's a lovely song. And I'm caught between obviously trying to enthuse about things that I like and then listening into some of the radio stations. For example, there's one that I listen to at night, which is not far from me. And it's almost like they've become clueless when it comes to music. They don't understand a good song anymore. So Angels Are Everywhere. Tell us a little bit about the thought that brought that song to your mind.
Well, what it was, a friend of mine I co-wrote some tracks with, he wrote the lyrics and sent them to me. And I loved the lyrics. So I put the melody to it, to the tune to it, and went in and recorded it. Simple as that.
Well, the thing for me, you see, I'm looking out into my garden now, and we're constructing a garden of memories. I don't want to be too sort of morbid, no. Because it's not morbid. It's something I'm celebrating lives that especially have come out to Spain, and sadly they die, and there's nothing, you know, because that's the way it seems to be, that almost life has become diminished. Now, your song is a really nice song, because just as I'm listening in my ears, Angels Are Everywhere, I'm looking at these lovely plants, and we're trying to recreate the lives of our friends via the plants that we have, and they're all beginning to show some lovely... I've got Anne's mother, for example, right ahead of me as a bougainvillea. She's purple, she's spreading everywhere, and she is like... She was like that. She used to...
I've seen that in Spain quite a lot, that thing.
It's a lovely plant. Yeah, it's lovely. And
is it a climber?
It is.
And I've seen it. It's lovely.
Going on the fence now, and, you know, it's just nice, because... I can remember, just as I walk past the plants every day, I just think of my friends and my family, which is super. And then to hear that song, I thought you've really captured a nice, it's a song of the times, that. You know, just as an idea, I don't know how you're going to market your CD, and obviously you'll have far greater ideas of how you want that. But I mean, if you sent out some of these songs as a message to people, as a bit of hope, against this pandemic, I mean, that would be one for me that I would think, great, that really is nice. Ronnie, do you have a favourite song on this CD?
Let me tell you about this Angels Are Everywhere for a minute.
Okay.
I said this, my son got in touch with a guy called Rob Lamberti. Now, he's a George Michael impersonator, and he's brilliant. When you get some time, look him up. Rob Lamberti.
I'm writing that down as you speak.
Okay, Rob Lamberti. And he got his number, and he said, ask Dad to give me a call. Because I looked him up, and I thought, well, I've got some songs that he possibly might be interested in. So I phoned him up, we had a wonderful chat. I sent him some songs, and he got back to me with his view on Angels Are Everywhere. I think the song is fantastic. Your version is fab, but I see it in a different way. I see it as George Michael's Jesus to a Child.
Oh, right. Yeah, I can see that.
So I got in touch with another guitarist friend of mine, Nigel Jenkins, who is on this album. He plays guitar on Cool Hand Luke and Someone Like You. And he said, the song's great, and I can see where Rob is coming from. Let me have a go at it. And then we started working on it. And he stayed up till 3 o'clock that night, coming up with the first verse. And I think it's going to work. So we're really rearranging the track, Angels Are Everywhere. I think it's going to be a classic.
Well, I mean, as I say, as I was playing it, looking out over to... the garden that we're creating, what a lovely connection. I mean, I really did feel it was just a magical moment for a second or two there. Well, we'll look out for that name then, because obviously it's somebody that I hadn't heard of.
Yeah, get my phone in for me. Just a sec.
Yep. So we've got, for our listeners, Rob Lamberti. Maybe if you go to the website or find him on the internet and look for the song which is Angels Are Everywhere. We might find something a little bit unusual, shall we say. Okay, well, look, as we